Caesars Entertainment welcomes Kim Harris-Jones to Board of Directors. Kim Harris-Jones has been appointed to Caesars Entertainment's Board of Directors, becoming the 10th director of the board with immediate effect. Prior to her retirement in March 2015, Harris-Jones worked in the food industry, specifically at Mondelez International for 2.5 years. During her time at Mondelez, she was involved in managing the company's transition after its separation from Kraft Heinz, known then as Kraft Foods. Before Mondelez, Harris-Jones worked at Kraft from 2009 and held roles including Senior Vice President and Corporate Controller. Prior to the food industry, Harris-Jones worked for the automotive industry and spent 17 years with Chrysler, where she rose to the position of Senior Vice President and Corporate Controller. She also spent 6 years with General Motors. Currently, Harris-Jones also sits on the board of United Rentals, True Blue, and Fossil Group. Caesars welcomes Harris-Jones' experience. Speaking about the appointment, Tom Reeg, the CEO of Caesars, said that Harris-Jones' experience will be an asset to the company. Quote, Kim shares our vision for strategic, collaborative innovation. She has outstanding experience navigating complex issues and implementing transformation for optimization. I look forward to working with her, the rest of our board, and the management team to continue to drive results for our guests, our team members, and our shareholders. Tom Reeg, Caesars CEO. Similarly, Gary Carano, the executive chairman at Caesars, described Harris-Jones as a tremendous addition to the leadership team. A point comes ahead of Q1 results. Caesars is due to publish its Q1 results today, April 30th, following strong full-year results for 2023. Furthermore, the company has announced its acquisition of WynnBET's iGaming business in Michigan, and it signed a long-term extension for iGaming market access in the state with the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians. This gives Caesars access to the tribe's iGaming skins and enables it to operate additional brands within the state. In other news, in March, Caesars became the first operator to offer online sports betting in North Carolina through its partnership with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians.